Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
With the Dodgers' fourth beginning,
going three runs. Dodgers win 5-0. And Houston continues to rock out the West, AL West, with a 5-0 victory over the Oakland A's. The battery record of catcher pitchers was broken on Thursday night as Cardinals Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina broke the MLB record for catcher and pitcher in the game. France defeat Poland 95-54 to reach the Euro basketball title game. Next is Spain. Spain out of Germany 96-91. The France-Poland game was the largest Euro margin in history. NBA, Dennis Schroeder returned to Lakers after the ugly departure 2 years ago. He gets a one-year deal for Schroeder and the Lakers. Minority owner of the Phoenix Suns wants Robert Silver to resign. And this is getting ugly, folks. And it reminds me of the LA Clippers of years ago. This guy needs to walk away with his team. NBA needs to buy a new owner for Phoenix Suns. Many black players are not happy with Server and the Phoenix Suns. WNBA. Game 4, Sunday, Connecticut. Vegas has a 2-1 lead. 2-1 lead going into Game 4. WTA, the Netherlands, defeat Great Britain in Davis Cup play. PGA at the beginning of the third round, Max Homa Galgrad and David Willard Galgrad lead the Florida Championship in Napa, California. So go Bears. LPGA in the third round, Edgar Andrews of Germany and America City Boo leads Colada Quintana of Spain and America Audrey Lee after two rounds. As you have Friday night lights. We'll take a break, come back with the other news of the week. News of the week at the Friday Night Lights.
BlackAthlete.com.
Now we got the spirit that can never give in, with a heart that pumps stronger than 10 average men. It's something within, I was born to win. You can't hold me down, I'm a black champion. We had to fight for equal rights, on and off the court, and at the turn of the century, dominated sports for the love of the game. Endured the pain and fought through segregation, had to make a change. Jackie Robinson, first black man to get a deal in the major league, knocking home runs out the field. Led the whole lead in RBIs and steals in his first year, MVP rookie of the year. Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, and Minnie Minosa paved the way for Reggie Jackson, Ken Griffey, and Sammy Sosa. Half of all MVPs in the history of baseball's been black athletes. That's why we excel in all our feats, cause we so deep, mentally, physically, and spiritually. So all I wanna do is thank my God, we worked so hard, came so far, black athletes, superstar.
Life through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through from a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Right through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Right through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
Now, basketball is my favorite of all sports, cause there's so many black athletes that ever blessed the court. Will Chamberlain must be the most famous, scored 100 points in a game, and no one to do the same as Elgin Baylor, Bill Russell, and Connie Hawkins. Who's the best to play the sport? Dr. J or Michael Jordan? Played above the rim when they scored, hung in the air when they scored, made moves like never before. So all my black athletes, entrepreneurs, you open up the doors, you deserve a round of applause. The pigskin, the gridiron, where bodies be colliding, and the men must be made of iron. Where would football be without the great Jim Brown? Walter Payton breaking tackles and running for touchdowns. So if you ever had to stop him, it'd be crushing, because he still holds the record.
BlackAthlete.com.
Now we got the spirit that can never give in, with a heart that pumps stronger than 10 average men. It's something within, I was born to win. You can't hold me down, I'm a black champion. We had to fight for equal rights, on and off the court, and at the turn of the century, dominated sports. For the love of the game, endured the pain, and fought through segregation, had to make a change. Jackie Robinson, first black man to get a deal in the major league, knocking home runs out the field. Led the whole lead in RBIs and steals in his first year, MVP rookie of the year. Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, and Minnie Minosa paved the way for Reggie Jackson, Ken Griffey, and Sammy Sosa. Half of all MVPs in the history of baseball's been black athletes. That's why we excel in all our feats, cause we so deep, mentally, physically, and spiritually. So all I wanna do is thank my God, we worked so hard, came so far, black athletes, superstar.
Right through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Right through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Right through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Right through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
Now, basketball is my favorite of all sports, cause there's so many black athletes that ever blessed the court. Will Chamberlain must be the most famous, scored 100 points in a game, and no one to do the same as Elgin Baylor, Bill Russell, and Connie Hawkins. Who's the best to play the sport? Dr. J or Michael Jordan? Played above the rim when they scored, hung in the air when they scored, made moves like never before. So all my black athletes, entrepreneurs, you open up the doors, you deserve a round of applause. The pigskin, the gridiron, where bodies be colliding, and the men must be made of iron. Where would football be without the great Jim Brown? Walter Payton breaking tackles and running for touchdowns. So if you ever had to stop him, it'd be crushing, because he still holds the records for the most yards rushing. Smooth with quick moves like dancing. Emmitt Smith, Tyrell Davis, and the great Barry Sanders. All I want to do is thank my God, who worked so hard, came so far, black athlete, superstar.
Right through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Right through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Right through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Right through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
Jack Johnson, a heavyweight champion in 1910, fought the best of American men. And the fourth of the century took place on Independence Day, and the purse was 100 G's to pay. The most eagerly awaited event in American history, Jack Johnson versus Jim Jeffries. Nothing Frederick Douglass ever did, nothing Booker T ever did, shocked the world like this did. The great white hope came tumbling down, beaten and bruised and knocked out in the 15th round. Muhammad Ali, the greatest heavyweight champion of all time, at least he was in his mind. He gained the heavyweight championship a record 3 times and successfully defended it 19 times. The third youngest, the third oldest heavyweight champion. His career spanned the 7 presidents.
Right through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Right through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Right through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Right through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory.
Charlie Stafford, the first black man to win the PGA, made it possible for Tiger Woods to play today. Althea Gibson, first black
woman to win the Wimbledon. Arthur Ashe, Williams sisters, we love them through all of their trials and tribulations. Bad times we faced it and overcame the situation. Jesse Owens won 4 gold medals in the 36 Olympics, breaking records in 3 different events. And all the black women began to dominate. In track and field, they was great in 1948. And a team full of black women won 6 medals and represented in the 52 Olympics. Thanks to William Rudolph and Elise Coachman, black women athletes slash spokesmen, Flo Jones and Jackie Joyner was terrific in track and field, the best black women that ever did it.
Life is the eyes of a black
31:24. In Chicago, a late touchdown by Nick Baker with 5 minutes to go in the game. SIU minor upset over Northwestern. Next week is a big game with North Dakota State, who are ranked in the top 10 in the small in the BCS. Next week will be the test for Lucas Nick Baker, quarterback must produce. We will see. Congratulations to this Lucas. And the Cal Bears. I'm playing Notre Dame right now. And the Cal Bears, they had a lead in the first half, 10-7. And they're going into the third quarter, and the Bears still lead 10-7. We'll take a break. Come back with more news.
Were you ever taught when you were young? If you mess with things selfishly, they're bound to come undone. I'm not the only one that's been affected and resented every story of fun. And I'm a lucky one, 'cause there are people worse off that have suffered enough. Haven't they suffered enough? But you can't get enough of shutting down systems for personal gain, fighting fires with liars and praying for rain. Do you get up on pain? We're not pawns in your game. Commander-in-chief, honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously, do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-chief, how does it feel to still be able to breathe? We were taught when we were young, if we fight for what's right, there won't be justice for just some. Won't give up, stand our ground. We'll be in the streets while you're bunkering down. Loud and proud, best believe, we'll still take a knee while you're commander-in-chief. Honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously, do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis, people are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-chief, how does it feel to still be able to breathe? While you're bunkering down, won't give up, stand our ground. We'll be in the streets for your commander-in-chief. Honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously, do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis, people are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-chief, how does it feel to be able?
that was a quick political note here in politics. You spend government money to send immigrants to New York, Washington, and California. You spend my money on this, and you think it's all right. Instead of helping the people who come into your state. This is mean-spirited. This is nastiness. And it's going to come back to bite you. In November. I ain't going to mention no names. It's going to bite you in November. Women are angry at you. Women are angry at you because you took away their right to make a choice. I'll say it one more time. No man in the United States has the right to tell a woman what to do with her body. Just as it was in the 60s, when America decided they wanted two Americas, one black and one white. And however, you do it again. Stop it. Florida, Texas, Arizona, stop it. You know what's right, you know what's wrong. You need to do it anyway. Why? Because you can. That's all I'm saying. But, what Colin Kaepernick did 8 years ago now, guess what? He's right. Colin Kaepernick is right. Think, oh, we're listening. So here we are. All right, moving on. Games of the week for college football. SIU defeated Northwestern. Kentucky beat Youngstown State. Rutgers is done for in the second period. Cal and Notre Dame, we already did that. Duke defeated Georgia A&T. North Dakota State is at Arizona later on this evening. The GLC will not be giving NFL scores. The field general went 7-4 last week with one injury. Dak Prescott out for 6 to 8 weeks with thumb operation and recovery. This week's games, Tampa Bay at New Orleans, Jets at Cleveland, Kansas City hosts the Chargers, Seattle is at San Francisco, Miami is at Baltimore, Houston at Denver, Arizona is at Las Vegas, Chicago is at Green Bay, and Philadelphia is at Minnesota. Last Thursday night, the week got off to a good start. Patrick Mahomes gets his second victory of the week over the Los Angeles Chargers. Congratulations to Field General Patrick Mahomes. LPGA last week, the Kroger Queen City Championship in Cincinnati. America, Ali Ewing beat China's Zhao Lin. and Mexico's Maria Fassi. PGA, last week they were off, this week they're for dead. In the Bay Area of Napa. Next week is the President's Cup. WTA, last week in New York for the U.S. Open. Jabbar could not keep up with number one Swiatek. Inga Swiatek wins number one and retains number one ranking. As he takes the women's title. Dean Bopper, Carlos Alcaraz wins over Casper Ruud and becomes the first teenager in years to win a major. Congratulations. This week is the fourth day for the ladies. They're in Serbia. They're in Japan. They're in China. And in France, they have four majors this weekend. NASCAR, last week in the PGA, last week in NASCAR in Kansas City. Hollywood, the leader of one, and brother Bubba Wallace wins. His first win of the year for the brother. Congratulations. Next week, it's a British Motor Speedway in a Pro Bass shop. Pro Bass shop, 200. IndyCar. Last week with the Portland Grand Prix in New Orleans. Well, actually, New Zealand. New Zealand's Scott McLaren wins, beating Will Power and Scott Dixon. This week in the final race, Laguna Seca, Alex Palou wins, and championship will go to Will Power. Will Power is the 2022 IndyCar champion. Formula One, last week, Matt Magnussen won his sixth race in a row. And the Italian Grand Prix, Ferrari Leclerc. And Mercedes-Benz Russell coming in second and third, with Hamilton coming in fourth. Next week they're off. And next week is Singapore Grand Prix in Singapore at the end of the month, and we begin the World Formula One Tour next week. Singapore, United States, Brazil, Abu Dhabi, in the Middle East, going down the stretch, the end of the Formula One Tour. Get ready for the new season. We got two more. Only had 2 more months for the Formula One. Hamilton still does not have a victory at hand. So it's interesting to see. Go back to 2007, where Lewis Hamilton not won a race in the Formula One schedule. 2007. All right, we'll take a break, come back after these shorties.
days have turned to teardrops falling colder than the snow. And ups and downs are getting me down. It's no wonder that I go. So until the day the eagle flies, I'll wait for you.
Wait for you.
Until I hold you close again, I'll pray for you. Memory tells me,
sing this song for you.
Buffaloes, 21-0, Colorado University of Virginia, 10 ODU, 7 Coastal Carolina, going into the fourth quarter, meeting Buffalo 38-26. And I get all the scores. News of the week. University of Nebraska fires head coach Scott Frost after lost to the Georgia Center last week and the Cornhuskers looked bad last week, missing a field goal at the end of the game. The Fighting Irish lost their quarterback. They're doing good today. They didn't play a count. Last Saturday, Albert Pujols, Ty Rodriguez, and make the baseball happy because now I can talk about Albert Pujols and Ty Rodriguez. That was quarterback Ty Prescott went down, the first field general to go down, and will be out 6 to 8 weeks. On Monday, when Jimmy Garoppolo's new days got big, now the Cowboys, Patriots, Browns are all looking at the Garoppolo's new days. I think Garoppolo ain't going nowhere. He's going to be at San Francisco all year. The Dodgers get the playoff spot for the 10th year in a row. And they only trail the Atlanta Braves a 14-year run. And I don't see any challenges for the Dodgers in the next couple of years. So they can tie the Braves 14-year run in the playoffs. Monday night, Seattle played Denver. Last Monday night. Great matchup, two field generals. Wilson against Smith. Smith was the battle. And once again, Wilson gets bad coaching. And one begins to wonder, why is this happening? The Astros get my number down. As they beat Detroit 7-0, the Cleveland Guardians also are winning. As they beat the Angels last Monday night. The Cubbies ruined the Mets last week, meaning Astros we beat the Mets last week. A payback from 50 years ago. Tuesday, Robert Server, owner of the Seattle's Phoenix Suns, gets suspended for workplace misconduct, sexual misconduct, racial misconduct, and this is akin to the LA Clippers. We can't have this. Kyle Busch leaves the Joe Gibbs Racing Team for the Richard Childress Racing Team next year. Now, Wednesday night, it was an incident Wednesday night. The Giants. Pitcher Lydell. We're struggling against Arizona. Manager Gary Gabbert came out and replaced him. On the way out of the game, Vidal put the ball in Gabbert's hand, but it's the way he did it. Well, one day later, Vidal was sent to the Sacramento River Cats. One of the one thing that you never do. You never show up a manager. It was like that was it. You may do it in the back office. You may do it in the clubhouse. But you never do it in public. And that's a lot of mistakes. Just as Frank Robinson, just as Dusty Baker, you don't do that. You may disagree with the manager. You may want to stay in the game. But you do not show up the manager. So right now, I think right now, might get traded away from the Giants at the end of this year. We will see. Another issue is Brett Favre. In case you've been sleeping in the cave, Brett Favre stole thousands and thousands of dollars from Mississippi to build a volleyball court for his daughter's school. The former governor of Mississippi, Brian, was also involved in the situation. Now, Barb paid the money back. Barb should be in jail. That boy should be in jail. He stole state funds. And he hasn't paid the interest back. So what are you doing? What are you doing? The Indianapolis Colts got a kicker after missing the field goal at the end of the game. And I believe that the field goal, a lot of people miss a lot of kicks, field goals, and the points. This past weekend, I believe the reason why is because, one, they would have three preseason games. Two, the college kids are not getting the same range as the pro kids. So, they have extra 10 yards to deal with. That's why you see Missy goes a lot more. The interim head coach of Nebraska wants the job permanently. By the way, he's an African American. Thursday, Roger Federer retired from tennis, so you had two major names. Retired from tennis. Roger Federer and Serena Williams. On Thursday, as we celebrate Latino America Month, the New York Mets and Pittsburgh Pirates all wore 21. In honor of Roberto Clemente Day, Mets win 7-1. Tampa Bay Rays and the Miami Marlins also win 21. And the Rays started all Latino lineup. 9 players, including pitcher and catcher. As I said before, 21 should be, the number 21 should be retired. Is this the same as 42? We will see. On Friday, the Biden administration met with the Griner family on the progress of getting released from Russia. told Michael a month ago, it's gonna be December. It's gonna be December before she gets out. It's gonna happen. In the holidays. And when they gonna do it? WNBA championship. And the Suns and the Vegas Aces. This is a great game. Game 4 will be tomorrow afternoon on ABC. I'm going to take another break here and come back with baseball scores and get out of here. thank you, everyone. Milwaukee, what last night? Dodgers and Giants, Dodgers won last night. And Billy Atlanta won last night. There you go for the big days of the weekend. And we come down to the last 2 weekends of the season in Major League Baseball. The NCAA UAB Bowl. Number 1, Georgia. Number 2, Alabama. Number 3, Ohio State. Number 4, Michigan. Number 5, Clemson. And the FCS Bowl. North Dakota State. Montana. South Dakota State. Montana State and Villanova. It's going to be some changes in both of these bowls next week. So we'll keep an eye on that as we get into the game. Hope you enjoy the show tomorrow night. We'll be Blue Magic tomorrow night. And we catch up on our old school time. So, let's get the baseball score before we leave. Seven and ninth, Rockies 2, Chicago Cubs 1. Bottom of the fifth, Baltimore, Toronto leads 3-2, bottom of the second, Washington Nationals, 2-0 over the Miami Marlins, and Kansas City is beating the Boston Red Sox 2-0, top of the fourth. Alrighty. What I want to say is about the Phoenix Suns issue and the Brett Favre issue. Brett Favre got special treatment. This has been going on for almost 2 to 3 years. And finally, it's come to the U.S. press. We talked about this a long time ago on my show and Michael's show about Brett Favre doing this dirty deed. Well, it's about to come out in public, well, as we know it. Now, Brett Favre has paid the money back, but he should pay interest too. As far as the video is done, you need to get a new owner. If you can take away the LA Clippers, you need to take away the Phoenix Suns. This guy cannot be in the NBA. He cannot be in the WNBA. No longer. That's it for today. Catch you guys later. Same bad time, same bad station. And go Bears. I was saying, go, wait, let me see again. I gotta go to Bears. I'm gonna get this right. Here we go. We'll be right back. wait, wait a minute. SIU's bad. SIU and Stanford had the same, almost same identical uniform. And Agnes almost the same way. It is craziness. You know, all the way out to California, and I see the band, and we're going to my alma mater band. Anyway, we have fun. Go to the Dallas Denver game. Go Bears. Be Irish. Good night.